So the preparation of the carboxylic acid then can obviously be from the alcohols or the aldehydes by oxidation. That's what I showed with the silver mirror test with the sugar. It was that reaction of the aldehyde through to the carboxylic acid. And obviously a primary alcohol can be turned into an aldehyde, which can end up as the carboxylic acid by subsequent oxidation. The other way we can do it, this one here is on your CD that goes with the textbook. They give you lots of examples of Grignards. If you take a Grignard and react the R minus with carbon dioxide, it does exactly the same as an aldehyde or a ketone. We form a new carbon-carbon bond. We form, in this case, a trigonal anion. That trigonal anion then attacks H plus and we form a carboxylic acid in this case because we maintain our carbonyl group. Now, in preparing the carboxylic acid derivative, the best way is to turn your carboxylic acid, first of all, into an acid chloride, and then you can turn your acid chloride into everything because it's so reactive. So here's our carboxylic acid turned into an acid chloride. So I've only done this once. I did it at Adelaide once. The thionyl chloride is another cooking stuff. It gets, again, another smoking bottle stuff. And that then produces the acid chloride.